This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor. Hi, everyone. Today's topic, attract or repel? You've probably heard this a gazillion times before. Thoughts become things. What the heck does that mean? Thoughts become things. Does that mean if I think about $1 million falling out of the sky and landing in my lap, it's going to happen? Or if I think about the walls around me crumbling, that's going to happen too? Well, during today's show, we're going to explore the ways in which we do attract or we do repel just with our thoughts. But before we begin the exploration, I'd like to share with you the attraction factor tip of the week. And that is love or fear. John Lennon once said, "There are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance. We need to learn to love ourselves first, in all our glory and all our imperfections. If we cannot love ourselves, we cannot fully open to our ability to love others or our potential to create. Evolution and all hopes for a better world rest in the fearlessness and open-hearted vision of people who embrace life." Smart man, that John Lennon. You know, as human beings, we were not born knowing how to fear. We really weren't. Innately, we were born knowing to love. So it is fear and begin to connect with what we love. It's time to share love with ourselves and to send love out to those in need, particularly in light of yesterday's tragedy in Boston. Don't let another moment go by without sharing a little love with others. I can guarantee you it will make a huge difference. And now let's talk about our topic today, attract or repel. In today's promo for the show on the Empower Radio website, I used one of my favorite quotes. "We don't attract what we want, we attract what we are." Now, this was shared with me many, many, many years ago by my own coach. And I'll be honest with you, at first, I hated this quote. I absolutely, absolutely hated it. To hear it, to look at it, to read it made me cringe. And I hated it because it was true. And it was an uncomfortable truth for me. And what it did was it forced me to realize that I am completely responsible for what I create in my world, negative or positive. That my thoughts create the lens or the filter by which I see the world and I see people and I see things. And in turn, that has had an impact on my own behavior and my attitude. I've spent time exploring this topic. And I'd like to share with you just a few things that I've learned about this topic, attract or repel. Things that I've learned that I've put to practice into my own life. So I know they work or don't work, whichever the case may be. The most important thing I've learned, though, to this day, is that we all have this power to choose. We have this amazing power to choose, and we don't even realize it sometimes. We have a tendency to give that power away to other things and to other people. And, you know, that in order for us to create choice, we have to be willing to become aware. Aware of what surrounds us, aware of our own thoughts, our own attitudes, our own behaviors, how we're showing up each day. We truly are like magnets, if you think about it. We're either attracting or repelling all day long. But we wouldn't really know this without the awareness. So let's spend some time together today creating some awareness. And, you know, to do that, I'd like to first talk about some things that repel. Now, this isn't an exhausted list by any means, but these are some things that have shown up in my world, things that I am very familiar with, that I know have repelled, that I know have created negative situations for myself. First and foremost is self-deprecation. I've suffered from self-deprecation for a good majority of my life, And every once in a while, even though I have the tools to deal with it, every once in a while, self-deprecating thoughts do come into my head. It's part of being human. What happens with self-deprecation, however, is that makes us feel small, makes us feel powerless. And it does impact how we show up each day. Think about it. If you're saying negative things about yourself, is that going to make you stand up tall? Is that going to put a smile on your face? Are you going to greet the world with happiness? Chances are probably not. You know, I once heard this to be the case, and I heard this from one of my favorite authors and intuitives, Sonia Choquette. And she once said, you know, our psyches are our wing person. They're our yes person. What we feed our psyches feed back to us. So if we tell our psyches, or we tell our minds, or we tell ourselves, you're fat, you're ugly, you're unattractive, you're worthless, you're no good, our psyches are just going to turn around and go, why, yes, yes, that's true. You're fat, you're ugly, you're unattractive, you're no good, you're not worth anything. So we have to be really careful about what we feed our psyches. One of the things that I've learned to do, and this is what makes self-deprecation live a shorter lifespan in my world, is by stopping myself when I'm saying something self-deprecating. And for every negative thing you say, I want to encourage you to say two things good about yourself. So when you find yourself saying something negative about yourself, stop. Stop right then and there and replace it right away with something positive about yourself. It will make a huge difference. Okay, I'm ashamed to admit this, but this is something else that repels that has shown up in my life. And it's shown up in my life recently, as a matter of fact, and that's gossip. You know, while it may produce an adrenaline rush, because it sometimes does, it's negative. And it puts negativity out into the world. And like I said, I admit, I've gossiped even most recently, and it didn't feel real good. The adrenaline only lasted for a short second. And the feelings after that were one of feeling small and not so great. And really the bottom line, if I'm being honest with myself and with all of you, my gossiping said more about me, basically my own lack, than it did about the other person that I was engaging in the gossip around. So the next time you find yourself in a situation where you're gossiping, stop. Or the next time you find yourself in a conversation where someone else is gossiping, steer clear, don't engage. Instead, maybe ask yourself the question, what am I lacking right now? Because remember, when you're creating awareness around your behaviors, you're creating choices and opportunities. So if you're feeling not so great about yourself and maybe you're lacking some joy or some happiness, instead of gossiping, which is not going to bring that to you, find something that will. Do something fun. Treat yourself to something nice. Something that is going to create joy and happiness. The other thing that I find repels are negative attitudes, or like I like to say, spotted glasses. I have someone in my life that doesn't understand why good things don't happen for them, why they're always dealing with negative situations and can't quite catch a break. And I hear this from time to time. It makes talking to them very difficult. Love them to pieces, but don't find it very comfortable or very much fun to talk to them. And I can say, and this is not meant to sound judgmental, this person has definitely got spotted glasses syndrome, or as what I call Eeyore syndrome, that, oh, woe is me, life sucks, I lost my tail, I can't find it, the day is crappy, okay? I'm sure you have people in your life who have Eeyore syndrome, who always see the glass as half empty. Or who always see that when something good happens, they'll tack on a, well, yeah, but, and then something negative. Does this sound familiar? If so, if you find yourself around people who are like that, Remember, you have a choice. You don't have to take on their attitude. Or if you find yourself with spotted glasses or ER syndrome, ask yourself, what makes it difficult to see and celebrate the good? What's getting in the way? Or ask yourself, what do I have to be grateful for? And start thinking about the things that you have to be grateful for. You don't have to stay in the ER syndrome. You don't have to wear glasses that are spotted. You can take those glasses off and clean them if you choose. All right, so I'm going to put away the terrible analogies, the string of them. I apologize for that. And I'm going to talk to you about something else that's repelling. Limiting beliefs. The I'm not smart enough, I can't do this or that because I don't have enough experience. Limiting beliefs are those things that hold us back. The negative self-talk, they're very similar to self-deprecation that we participate in. The things we hide behind, the old stories we were told or that we tell, that we still hang on to. I once had a colleague say to me, you know, we hold on to limiting beliefs because they have a payoff. Good or bad, they have a payoff. And if they didn't have a payoff, why would we hold on to them? She's right. And I'll give you an example. I decided that I would start to date. That was a really scary prospect. Putting myself out there and being vulnerable, that was hard. And I had some concerns. You know, what if no one would find me attractive enough? And I went through the period of, I can't put myself out there until I lose some more weight. Hello, limiting belief. Come on in, stay a while, have a seat, grab a cup of coffee, won't you? I held on to that belief so that I didn't have to put myself out there and run the risk of rejection. So the payoff was avoiding the hurt of rejection. And in all reality, there really was no such thing as rejection. I didn't realize it at the time. There was just a way of keeping me safe or keeping people out of my life that didn't fit. But really what I was doing without realizing it was I was hiding behind a bogus excuse and I was denying myself the chance to meet other people and to get out there and to have some fun. And guess what? When I did put myself out there, people didn't take notice of the size of my jeans. They took notice of me. So, you know, take a look at those limiting beliefs because those limiting beliefs feed into the not enough syndrome that we talked about on last week's show. And ask yourself, what's the payoff to holding on to your limiting beliefs? What are they costing you? What do you know to be the truth? When you shine a light on those limiting beliefs, you really find out what the truth is, and it's much easier to let go of them if you choose. Something else that repels. Tolerations, the things we hold on to, such as messy desks, such as bad relationships, such as messy closets. You know, tolerations take up space. They take up valuable physical space. They can even take up valuable mental real estate. They get in the way and they are not attractive. And if you don't think your messy closet is impacting your thoughts, think again. I have a good friend who's an organizer, and one of the things she said was, you know, you can close the door to a closet, but you always know that mess is there. And that mess is taking up valuable mental real estate and is repelling things from coming into your life. And I'll give you an example. Okay? If you ever want to get rid of a toleration, a huge toleration, move house. I'm in the process of moving, and I literally went through my entire house, and I'm down to 5 boxes, a sofa table that I love, a mirror that I love, and a dining room table. Everything else, I called 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they came and hauled off for me. And what was interesting, the minute I did that, good opportunities, wonderful, amazing opportunities, exciting things presented themselves. They literally did. Just by clearing my space. Now, I'm not telling you to go to extremes and clear out your entire house. Okay. But think about the things that are taking up space and that are repelling good things from you. Okay. List your tolerations and look for the things that you could easily and quickly remove to create momentum. And if you've got big tolerations on your list, then break those bigger tolerations into bite-sized pieces so that they aren't so overwhelming. One thing that I recommend to my clients when we're talking about toleration zapping is get out an egg timer or get out a timer and set it for 15 minutes and set your mind to doing one activity, clearing out or starting to clear out one toleration within that 15-minute time. And that means 15 minutes of uninterrupted time. So you're not going to get interrupted by the phone, your email, the TV, anything else. You're going to spend 15 minutes focusing on one thing. You'd be amazed at how much you can get done in 15 minutes when you're just focusing on one thing. Okay. All right, so we've talked enough about what repels. Let's talk about what attracts so that we can start attracting the good stuff. I mentioned gratitude earlier in the show. And, you know, I have found gratitude to be an amazing tool. It is so very, very helpful when we're wanting to shift a mood or to create some happiness. And what it really does, when you're grateful for what you have, it creates more opportunity for attracting more good stuff into your life because you're connecting to what you're grateful for. So I like to start my day off, and I've said this before on past shows, I like to start my day off with the things I'm grateful for. And I don't say them out loud. Sometimes I'll write them down, but most times I'll just say them to myself. And I like to end my day that way. And if I'm in a particularly foul mood, which does happen because we're all human and bad days happen, I will start listing things I'm grateful for just to shift and lighten the mood and to attract good things so that my focus and energy and attention is not on the negative, but it's on the positive. I've said this before, and I don't mean to be redundant, but I think it's worth repeating. The brain, while it's so, so very amazing, can't think positive and negative at the same time. It just can't. So when you're thinking about all the things that are going wrong in your world, if you can switch and think about all the things that are going right in your world, you will switch your thinking. The next thing that I think is helpful to attract is also having a vision, creating clarity. I love creating vision boards. And with a vision board, what I do is I pick out pictures and sayings that mean something to me, that excite me, that get me amped up. Things that I want to bring into my world and things that are currently in my world that I feel good about. And I put that vision board in a place. Right now it's safely tucked in a box so that I can unpack it in my new home here shortly. But I put my vision board in a place where I'm going to see it every day so that I can look at it and start my day off excited. And so I encourage you, get some poster board, get cork board, get a fun frame, whatever's gonna float your boat in regards to your vision board. Get creative, get magazines, cut out pictures of things that you want in your life and print out pictures or have pictures printed of things that are currently in your life. Put a picture of you in the center of that vision board and have all those beautiful images and beautiful sayings surround you. And connect with the feelings that that vision board creates. I guarantee you that will start to attract the good things into your life. Now, we talked about gratitude. We talked about positive thoughts somewhat by talking about gratitude. But we really, truly can rewire our brain and help us to attract positive things by thinking positive thoughts. So if you catch yourself having a negative thought, stop. Turn it around. Think something positive. Share an affirmation with yourself. Craft at least 5 or 6 affirmations that you can use and have in your arsenal for the times when you're thinking a negative thought, and then just say those positive affirmations over and over again. Something else that attracts, and that's self-love. And that goes back to what John Lennon was saying. You know, when we are in that place of love, God, we are so open and receptive to all the good. All the good. Have you ever noticed when you're in love, everything looks great. Everything is great. And it feels like everything is happening with flow and synchronicity. You're just in a fantastic space. Well, that happens too when you create some self-love. When you do things that are self-loving, whether that's, you know, taking time out 10 minutes to just meditate, or, you know, walk outside, or soak in a tub, or spend some time with somebody you love. Do things that create self-love. Do things that create love in your life. I've mentioned this before, and it's a very powerful exercise. It's by Louise Hay. It's the I Love You exercise, and I think I mentioned it in last week's show. Stand in front of the mirror and start telling yourself that you love yourself. When you truly feel that, you will attract good things into your life. Along those lines, focus on the things that make you feel good. If you have a memory or a past experience that just brings up good feelings, think about that. Because that's going to put you in a great mental space. And when you're in that positive frame of mind, you are attracting good things. I mentioned meditation just a few moments ago. And for some, to attract good things, spiritual practice is important, whether that's praying, meditating, doing something that you enjoy doing that is spiritually based. One of the things I love to do is every morning I do a tarot card reading. I connect with my divine guidance through my cards, and I will ask the question, what should the focus of today be? And then I'll do a 3-card spread. And the first card represents me. That's how I'm showing up today. Because remember, awareness is powerful. So if I'm aware of how I'm showing up, that's real helpful. Across that card lays the card of what's going to greet me today. And the last card is the outcome card. And that's my focus for the day. And getting connected to my focus and my divine guidance helps me to stay in a better place. The last thing that I think is really helpful in terms of attracting is forgiveness. You know, we all have stories, we all have hurts, we all have pain. We've all experienced disappointment, and we may be carrying around some of that. And if we can forgive, that doesn't mean we forget. Forgiveness doesn't mean we forget. It doesn't mean we condone behavior, but it just means that we're allowing the hurt feelings to go away. We're forgiving ourselves. We're forgiving someone else for something that was done that we can't change. But that we're willing to say, okay, it's happened. I've learned something from it. I'm letting it go. If we can forgive and send love and light to whoever, including ourselves, whoever we're upset with, that will make a huge difference. Because when we're holding on to anger, when we're holding on to resentment, what that's doing is it's weighing us down, and it's not attractive. You know, as you all know, I'm a quote junkie. So there's one quote that always comes to mind when I think about forgiveness, particularly when I think about holding on to anger and resentment, and that's a quote by Buddha. Holding on to anger and resentment is like picking up a hot coal with the intention of throwing it at someone else. You're the one that gets burned. Don't get burned. You don't deserve to be burned. You deserve to attract good things. So whatever you need to do to forgive someone else, even if that's yourself for doing something, please do that. Write a letter. Write a letter that you'll never send. Get your feelings out. Talk it through if you can. But just forgive. As always, however, if you need anything, I want to encourage you to reach out to me. You could always, always, always contact me via my email, pam@whatswithinyou.com, or via my website, which is whatswithinyou.com, or on Facebook, The Attraction Factor. But do reach out. I do wish to support you. I do wish to be there for you should you need something. Remember, the bottom line is you have a choice as to whether you attract or repel. So when things don't feel like they're going well, check in with your thoughts. What are you thinking? How is what you're thinking impacting what's showing up for you during the day? And remember, it can change in the blink of an eye when you change your thoughts. So if you can step out of the negative and into the positive in which, whatever way you choose, you can change the direction and the course of what you're attracting throughout the day. And I encourage you to do that. As always, it is such a blessing and such a pleasure to be with all of you each and every week. I truly appreciate you tuning in. And I want to share some gratitude and love for my producer, Nate, who is with me each and every week, helping me to bring this message to you each and every week, and to Brent Carey, the founder of Empower Radio, who has made it possible for many of us to share our passions and to support all of you. Until next week, keep amping up your attraction factor.